Today's Perek in Tanakh is Perek Tezayin. Now you'll remember that yesterday the Perek ended with the words Vayishpot et Yisrael bimei plishtim esrim shana. And that is usually, of course, a story at the end of the life of the Shofet, not in the middle. It would appear that it is indeed an indication, as the Rabak suggests, that that was the end of the successful period of his life, because the beginning of this Perek begins the destruction of Shimshon. So up until this time, it was clear that everything that he did was me'et Hashem, as it said beferish, that his mother and father were unaware of the fact that all of this was motivated directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet at this point begins the Yerida of Shimshon. Vayelach Shimshon azata, vayarsham isha zona, vayavo eleha. Shimshon went to Aza, and there among Aza he saw a woman who was a prostitute, and he went to sleep with her. Now, la'azatim, le'mor, it became known to the azatim. This is an example of a shortened mikra kotza. So it was told to the azatim, ba' Shimshon hena, that Shimshon has come into the area, vayasobu, vayervulo chol alayla, bishara ir. And so they decided that they were going to wait an ambush for him, and they surrounded and lay in ambush the entire night at the gates of the city, assuming that when the gates would be opened, that then he would go out early in the morning. As soon as it becomes light, he'll want to leave. And that's when we'll get him and we'll kill him. Now here again, the Lashon of Yitcharashu has the double meaning. They were quiet, meaning they didn't let anybody hear about it. Or it also means, as it did before, from the as he said to his friends, Imlo Charashtem Be'eglati, has a double meaning. So, Al Tacharosh Areacha Ra'a. Don't sit there digging in to all kinds of sneaky ways to hurt your friend. Here too, Vayitcharashu, they planned all night long, waiting for the morning. Shimshon, of course, recognized that they would wait, thinking that how could he leave the city until the gates were opened. And so to teach them a little cute lesson, Vayishkav Shimshon ab chetzi alayla, he slept there only until around midnight, Vayokom b'chetzi alayla, v'yechoz b'daltot sha'ar ha'ir u'b'shtei ha'mezuzot. And so, finding the door, as he expected, locked, the gate locked, he simply walked over, grabbed it, and lifted up the entire thing, the doors together with the doorposts, together with the bolt on the door, Vayisaim im habriach, with the bolt together, Vayasim al ktefav, put them over his shoulders, Vayalim al rosh harash al pnei Chevron, and walked all the way to the mountain that was facing Chevron. From Azat to Chevron is a heck of a long way. Now this little piece appears here without much meaning that's associated with it, and it may indeed serve as the introduction to his Yerida, because at the end he is indeed brought back to Aza after he is captured. And the Chazal tell us he was brought back because Aza was the Tchilat HaKilkul, and therefore he was brought back to the Mokom that he began to be Mitkalkel. So it may be that indeed that transition from the Esrim Shana to Aza is an indication from the heights to the depths. So as we say in the Gemara, it's Mi'igra Rama, from the very top roof, Ad Bira Amikta, down to the lowest pit. And this is what happened to poor Shimshon. Now, once again, I must caution you that if this is a family learning, that the following piece is not exactly suited for family learning. So as we have mentioned earlier, the inyan of the Nachash Aleiderech means a number of things. It means that the Nachash acts alone, doesn't act in pacts. Indeed, we already saw that about Shimshon. The Dan Nachash Aleiderech is also a remez to the Mad Nachash is Matsuit Bein Hanashim, Af Shimshon Haya Matsuit Bein Hanashim. So it reflects the phallic element of the Nachash. And indeed, the next piece continues the elements of the sexual attraction which Shimshon used to absorb the plishtim. We spoke about the way that the Yor HaChaim views the whole sugya, as the Zohar does, of the idea of Venetius Yifas Toyar, Beshas Milchoma, B'machane, and here too B'machane Dan, there was an element over here of the Milchoma Keneged HaPlishtim, in which the weakening of the plishtim would come through the incorporation of plishtim through Shim'i Bat Uri'i. So Vahiya Charechen was after this story in which the Kilkel had begun, and now because he had allowed his own desires instead of following entirely what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for him, it was after that Vayehav Yishab Nachal Sorek that he became now enamored of a woman. In Nachal Sorek, Nachal Sorek, of course, doesn't mean inside the very Nachal Sorek, but it means along the edges of Nachal Sorek, which, of course, Nachal Sorek anyway goes between the areas where he was, Tzara'ah, Eshta'ol, and as one comes down from Yerushalayim, one follows indeed Nachal Sorek through Eshta'ol and Tzara'ah. And there was a woman who lived in the area who was from the Plishtim, Ushma Delila. So Nachal Sorek is a remez talas chazal that at this point Shimshon turned into an ilan srak, a tree that no longer produces beautiful fruit. Once it was that he had gotten committed now to a derech of Avera, he turned into a eitz srak at this point. And so he finds a woman, Delilah, and as the Gemara points out, Delilah is the perfect name for him, for Delilah means to weaken. It was fitting that she was called Delilah. She was medaldelet, his strength. She was medaldelet, his heart and his insight. She was medaldelet, his tzidkis. And so, basically, she caused the Shekhinah to leave him, as we'll see at the end, v'hu lo yada, that Hashem had left him. So she was indeed that which was dolel, watered him down, and turned him into just any other human. Vayalu elea sarnei plishtim. And so, the leaders of the plishtim that we're going to see later on in our studies in Nach, that each one of these saranim was in charge of an entire area of the plishtim, the actual sarnim came to Delilah, and they said to her, we want you to patiota oto, uri bame kocho gadol, uvame nuchalo va'asarnuhu la'anoto. You have to seduce him, find out how it is that he's so strong, how it is that we'll be able to take him over, and indeed to torture him. And then if you'll be able to tie him up, then we can turn him helpless. If you do that, each one of us will give you 1,100 silver shkolim. And so Delilah told Shimshon at night, Hagid aneli bame kochach hagadol, uvame teaser la'anotecha. Tell me, please, what makes you so strong? And how, if I tied you up, how could I make you helpless to be tortured by me? Now, it's clear that we're dealing over here with sadomasochism, basically. In other words, this is a common form of sexual pleasure in which one of the partners is tied up and is helpless. And this is what Delilah offered him. If you let me know how it is that I can tie you up and make you helpless, we can have more fun. As we mentioned earlier, the power of sexuality that is given over to Shimshon in his original bracha, Vayevarecho Hashem, is a specific direction that is given that continues the power that was put into Maaseh Bereishis itself in terms of the Kivush Haaretz that was given to Adam HaRishon to take the earth and to be kovesh it, which was related directly to Pru Urvu. It was this Kayach of Kivush that was given over into the hands now of Shimshon HaGibor, who could have used it, letovato, and it ended up being more powerful than he was. The same thing happens, of course, with Yehuda. As the Gemara says, it's shelo betovato that he turned to that prostitute. The same thing happened to David. Although he initially took an eishes yefas tayar, and he had a wonderful daughter, Tamar, who was able to be the one that brought out the dinim of tznias and yichud in Klal Yisrael by explaining what had happened to her with his son, with Amnon. But he also had a son. That was a ben yefas tohar that became now a son that was a ben soreru moreh. Therefore, as the Gemara says, whoever takes a yefas tohar ultimately falls into a ben soreru moreh. The same thing happens to Shimshon. He's playing with powers that are very dangerous, although they're the fundamental powers, obviously, of the development of life and the kivush that Adam has in the world. And so it's the ultimate tachlis of the world is to utilize these energies. And we'll see that it relates, of course, to exactly the same stories in terms of David, Bathsheba, and it relates to the story of the end result of Tamar and Yehuda, which is Boaz and Ruth, as we'll see as we get towards the end of the Shimshon story. But this is the beginning of a sexuality that overcame him. And so although on the surface he accepts this and tells himself that to do this with Delilah will be a way in which I will rectify now the breakdown between Ish v'Isha, in which Huyim Sholbach, and in which the man, and this was certainly his kayach, as we saw in the problem between his parents, Manoach v'Ishta, that in this case he needed to assert that he was going to bring Yisha back in, and so he accepted to be a teaser la'anotecha. But he did not want to express the truth about his own koach, and to tell her that he was a Nazir Elohim, and so he went along with it in pretense. But it's not that he suspected her in any way. Vayomrei Elea Shimshon, Im yasruni b'shiva yitarim lachim, asher lo choravu, v'chaliti, v'hayiti k'achad adam. I'll tell you, if you would tie me up was 7, now still damp, taken straight out of the guts of an animal, yitarim. The yetar can be used for musical instruments. The yetar can be used, of course, as we do today, catgut. A yetar can be used as a string on a bow. But if you will use 7 yetarim lachim that are still straight out of the animal, that have never dried, tie me with that, and I'll be like anybody else. Others understand that the word yetarim here is a simple way of referring to a string. And so the Lila tests him. He pretends, of course, to go along. And so the Sarnei Plishtim get her what she needs. She ties him up. Meanwhile, she has an ambush force in case it turns out that he really is going to be disabled by this. And so the ambush was waiting in her room behind. And then she tested him out. But Tomrei Lav, Plishtim alech al Shimshon! My gosh, the Plishtim are here! Vayna teka netarim kasher netake ptil ana oret. And he snapped those cords the way something that would be made out of chaff snaps the moment it gets now even the smell of fire. Baharichoesh gets near the fire. V'lono dakoko, he didn't have to even use his strength. This was a joke. But Tomrei Delila al Shimshon, hinei taltabi, you've been joking, making a fool out of me. Matadaberi like Savim, you lie. And clearly, you weren't really disabled. Now tell me the truth. Okay, he said, I'll tell you the truth. If all they need to do is, if they will tie me up with avotim, which are cords now, made out of thick threads, and they've never been used before, then I shall be weak like any other man. So, Vatikach Brila, Votim Chadashim, this time she got it herself, not asking the Sarnei Plishtim to come back up because it was becoming a bit embarrassing. So she takes these new cords and she ties him up with them and again waits till he falls asleep and then screams, Vatomilav, Plishtim Alecha Shimshon, oh my God, Shimshon, the Plishtim are here. And the Orev, of course, is waiting to jump if it turns out that he's weak. Vainat came me'azrotav kachud, and he tears them apart as if they were a thread. Oh, she says. Okay, ad hina italtabi. You've continued to make fun of me all this time, but to the very likes of him lying. Hagida li bamete aser. You've got to tell me the truth. I'll tell you what. If you would take the 7 beautiful locks of my hair and you would weave them into the masachet of a weave, like a web now, to become part of a warp and weave, vatitka bayated. She did that. And then she actually took the peg of a tent and she attached it to the ground and she screamed again. He jumps up. He rips the whole thing out. The peg, the entire loom, and the web that he was attached to it with. And so she said to him, Ich tomar avtich. How could you tell me that you love me? Vlibcha eniti. Your heart's not into me at all. You don't trust me. You've made fun of me. You don't love me at all. It's not ze shalosh pa'amim etalta bi. You've made a joke out of me 3 times. V'lo higadata li b'mekochach ha'gadol. Never telling me the truth and always pretending to play along with me. V'yi keitzika lo bidvareha kol hayamim. And so it was that as she pressed him every single day, nagging him and nagging him, until finally, v'ata altsehu. This word, vata'altsehu, never occurs anywhere else in the Tanakh. It's become a modern word, ilutz, which is an irresistible force that someone has to do something. But it's such an unusual word that Chazal say that the word itself indicates what is going on. For what it must mean, says the Gemara, the only thing that could possibly have impacted him this much was the fact that indeed all of the discussion that we've had until now was part of sexual play. And the Vata Altseya would mean that just as he was about to climax, she would constantly pull out. And this drove him completely bananas. Vatikzar naf shalomut. He just couldn't take it. And indeed, the Medrash is even medayik. That you'll notice it says, Vata Altseya. That's the Ta'altseyu Vatikzar naf sholomut. Doesn't say that she suffered, because she was basically fooling around with somebody else the whole time anyway. So this is the Lila didn't have anything for him at all. And all of what she was doing was just on the surface. And he, in keeping a level of emunah to her, indeed was being pressured until Vatikzar naf sholomut, he just wanted to die from this. And so he finally gave out his whole heart, all that was inside. And he told her, Mora lo ala roshi, never has a razor touched my head. I am a nazir to God from the time that my mother was pregnant with me. Im gulachti, and if my hair was shaven. V'sarmi meni chochi, v'chaliti, v'hayiti chichol adam. And this, of course, you must never do, for this is part of who I am. V'tera delila ki gidlat kol libo. At this point, she realized that he had told her absolutely the truth. How did he know? How did she know? Because nikarim divrei emet. First of all, it's clear when somebody's telling you the absolute truth, you can sense it. But the more amazing pshat is that the Chazal bring the pshat Nachmani, who says that she knew yadabo b'oto tzadik v'lomafik shem shamayim levatola. He, a tzadik like him, would never have said the word nazir elokim. And therefore, she recognized it has to be the truth. And in that, he was telling her something and trusting her. And so this time, she actually called, sent a letter to the Sarnei Plishtim themselves, which until now she's been avoiding. And so, Vatishlach Vatikral Sarnei Plishtim Lemor, Alu Apam. This time, you guys come and bring the money with you. Ki Gidli et Kol Libo, I know, and he's giving me the whole story. Yalu Alea Sarnei Plishtim Vayalu HaKesef Biyadam. And so this time they came, and they brought the money for her. Vatiyashneu Al Birkeha, and so she put him to sleep on her knees. Now here again, we get the sense of the helplessness that he was reduced to in these sexual encounters. The Radak says that this is just an indication this time, but all the other times she had also put him to sleep on her knees. And so he was to be as a baby in her arms. And she then, Vatikra La'ish, she called in someone to quietly, Vatagalacha Cheva Maklufot Rosho, to cut off the 7 locks of his hair. Vatakala Anoto, and she indeed started her sexual play. Vayosa Kochomi Alav, and he was truly weak. Vatomer plishtim alecha shimshon. Vayikatz mishato, he jumps up thinking, Etzei kipam bepam vina'er. I can get up again and I can get filled with energy. Vuhulo yada, kiadunai sar mi'alav. Not realizing that indeed the Shekhinah was no longer with him. Vayochazu plishtim, this time the plishtim took him. Vayayinakru et enav, and they tore out his eyes. For he had been helech achar enav, he had been chayte by being. Ish hayoshar be'enav, ki hi shara be'enai, he said. Vayorido eto azata, and they dragged him back down to Aza, where the beginning of his kilkel had been. Vayasru b'nechushtayim, and they tied him up in chains. Vayitochin b'beita asrim, and he became a grinder. The Gemara says a grinder is always a lashon of sex, as it says, titchan la'acher ishti, it says in Iyov. And therefore, it means that he was put to work as a stud. All of the plishtim wanted their wives to get pregnant from him, to be able to have a superstar as a son, a superhero. And so he was kept busy with what it is that he liked. This, of course, was a tremendous onesh for him under these circumstances. But indeed, the moment that his hair had been cut, it began once again to grow. Time passed. V'sarnei plishtim ne'esfu lizboach zevach gadol ledagon elehem ulsimcha. And so this time, the sarnei plishtim, the 5 had come together, and they wanted to make this massive sacrifice and holiday for the god Dagon, which may, the Radak understands Dagon to mean like the fish, the big fish, Dagon. Others say that Dagon is actually the god of the Knanim, for Dagon, which is more reasonable. And this Dagon was adopted by the Plishtim. And so they were going to make this wild holiday for Dagon. This sounds very much like a little rhyme that they were singing. Oh, our God has given into our hands Shimshon, our enemy. They brought him out there in the arena. And they gave up praise to their God. And again, this is a rhyme. It seems to be part of a song that they were singing. Ki amru, natan Eloheinu be'yadeinu et oyveinu et machriv arzeinu asher hirba et chala aleinu. So I don't know how the musical part went, but you can certainly get a sense of the rhythm that was happening as they pulled him out, and the clapping and the wild screams. So God has given our enemy, the one who has destroyed our land, the one who has made us so many dead, Vayi kitov libam, and as they got drunker and drunker, Vayu kiru leshimshon ve'esachek lanu. Call out Shimshon, let him put on one of his performances. Remember that Shimshon, again, had a tremendous talent with words and was able to tell over the tales. Vayikru leshimshon mi beit ha'asurim, and so they brought him out of the jail. By Yitzhak Heikli's name, he put on a whole comedy show for them, and he was quite happy to do so, for he sensed that at last revenge would be sweet. Vayamido oto bina amudim, and they had him right there in the middle, along the columns that the entire stadium. And so the blinded Shimshon pretended to be very tired after the performance. Vayomer Shimshon el anar hamachazik biado, they had this boy that they had appointed to take him around, since he was blind, when he needed to be brought up. And he said to the boy, I am so tired. Hanicho oti, do me a favor, let me just rest here. Just bring me to that place where the big thick columns are that I can just rest on them. The stadium was filled with people, men and women, all of the leaders of the plishtim. The alagag, and Chazal tell us the alagag means right around the edges of the gag, looking down. Just on the edges, looking over the edge of the stadium, in the box seats, were 3,000 in the box seats alone. So we have over here basically a scene equivalent to the Inglorious, in which you have all of the leaders of Germany all sitting in one stadium. You had all the Sarnei Plishtim, all of the leading citizens, the most important power of the Plishtim in one place. Vayikra Shimshon El Adonai Vayomar. Shimshon called out again. This is as he did in Ein HaKorei. And he said, Adonai Elohim, Zochreni Na, please remember me. The Zochreni Na, what was he asking for? Says the Gemara in Seita. He was asking for the 20 years that he had been a shofet and had never taken anything for himself, even to tell someone to do him a favor and haverli makel mi makom lamakom. For this would have been indeed the keyach of someone who has this strength, just as Yosef HaTzadik was so careful in having this strength never to take anything from anyone, for that would have turned it all against himself. And another pshat that appears in the Medrash is that he was saying, Zichorli ota bracha sheberchani abba, Yitzchak's bracha, who is Mevorach v'yitein lecha. V'yitein lecha is again and again, v'yachzor v'yitein lecha. Allow me, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaskeni na'ach ha'pam ha'seh Elohim. This is the last time that I will ever ask you. V'inak mane kamachat m'shteinai m'plishtim. And let me just avenge one time. But Chazal tells us this should be read. Let me avenge one of my two eyes that the plishtim have taken, so that I will take one of my eyes and accept the schar in Olam Hazeh of being able to pay for doing this to the plishtim, and my other eye, the schar of losing that eye, should be shomer la'olam haba. For indeed, as a person exchanges Olam Hazeh la'olam haba, it's a very expensive exchange rate. And so vayufot Shimshon et shnei amudei ha'tavech asher habayit nachon aleihem. Shimshon wrapped himself around the two columns that the entire stadium was lying on. Vayisamech aleihem echad b'yimino v'echad b'smalo, and leaned on one to the right and one to the left. Vayomer Shimshon, tamot nafshi im plishtim, I shall die now with the plishtim. Vayet pekach, and he pushed with all of his strength. Vayipol habayit al asranim v'alkol ha'am asher bo, and the house collapsed on all of the leaders of the plishtim, on everyone that was there. Vayu ha'meitim asher imit b'moto rabim me'asher imit b'chayah. The disaster and the number of dead that he had killed as he died were greater than those he had killed all his life. And so, in all of the horror of the plishtim, a family came and took him out and brought his body back up next to his father Manoah, where he had began, where the Ruach Elokim began to ring inside of him. And here it repeats the fact that he had been shofet for 20 years. Why does it repeat it? So Chazal say it repeats it because just as the plishtim were terrified of him for those first 20 years, after his death, the reverberations of the disaster of the loss of the entire plishtitap community and the echelons that were in charge of the government, they reverberated for 20 years after his death, just as much as while he was alive. And the impact of Shimshon was an immense impact. But there's another pshat, which is that the repetition over here of the Hu Shafat at Yisrael Esrim Shana brings us to recognize the godless of Shimshon and his tshuva at the end, his ability to handle the keach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to be able to destroy the Oyvei Yisrael and to leave a lasting impact that in the end allowed David HaMelech to destroy the Plishtim completely. And the truth is that the remez over here, Vayufot Shimshon et Shnei Amudei HaTavech, is a word that occurs precisely in the story of Boaz and of Ruth. It's the exact same thing where she crawls into his bed and it says there, Vayila Fate. Here it's Vayil Fot. Had he not allowed himself to be taken over, and it would have been Vayilafet. And instead it became that he was only Yilfot by destroying the house on himself. And so, as the Gemara puts it, someone who is given something that is a unique gift, that is a power from above, and this was Shimshon, was Bekocho, and was given the strength of God himself. In the end, all who were given such gifts were destroyed by them. For a man who becomes a superman is dealing with things that are beyond his control. Nonetheless, Ke'achad Shiftei Yisrael, Chazal or Derish, Dan Yadinamo Ke'achad Shiftei Yisrael, first of all, that means that all of the Shvatim, Ke'achad, were sar to the Mishmat of Shimshon, and that it was a Shofet that was a Mekubal on Kol Yisrael, despite the fact that what we view here as an insanity, as being something that is completely and totally off base, and no Shaychus, the idea of a Shofet and a God of Beterah, that on the contrary, this was who Yaakov Avinu himself thought was Mashiach. The man that when Yaakov saw that the house collapsed on him, said, only Liyishuatcha kiviti Hashem, I wait then only for Mashiach, because he was sure that this man would be Mashiach indeed. And just as the Mashiach ultimately comes from the destruction of the Plishtim, and the story of Golios HaPlishtim, and David who becomes Melech, and in the end, fathers Malchus Mashiach, so too did Yaakov Avinu think that this man that we read of here, and think of as being so strange and so far from what it was that Yisrael was meant to be, is actually an expression of the most primal powers that empower the Malchus of Yisrael, that empower the development of life, and that empower indeed Ad Sof Hayomi, Ima Shel Malchus, Rus, the Plishtim that would fight against her, and are also in terms of women. And this was Ophrah, who was the mother indeed of the one who tried to destroy David, Goyas HaPlishti. So that this story continues down the ages, until in the end, Malchus Mashiach absorbs, and his Kelel, all of the Umei Sa'ilam, and absorbs them with the Keach of the Adam that was Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis.